But K-scope for me was, I like the word kaleidoscope, but it was too long for a label. And I also had this kind of childish nostalgia for K-tel. Do you remember K-tel?
All right, of course, yes.
Well, K-scope, you know, it's a nice sort of contraction of the word. And it's kind of nice in a way to see it's taken on a life of its own now. Yeah, totally.
The voice there of Stephen Wilson speaking to me, Billy Reeves, for the K-scope podcast at K-Scope birthday party. 5 years celebrated over two nights at the Garage in North London. A little bit more of that interview with Stephen later. You'll hear in this podcast from all the artists that played over those two historic nights. Plus, we asked artists on K-Scope to provide us with their favourite tracks from 5 years of the label. So to start with, here's Tim Bowness's choice from No Man and Henry Fool. This is the aforementioned Stephen Wilson, the raven that refused to sing.
Sister, I lost you when you were still a child, but I lead you now, and I lead out from a lie. I'm afraid to wait. I'm afraid to
try.
Wilson, The Raven That Refused to Sing. The choice of Tim Bowness from No Man and Henry Fool. We asked some of the artists what their top five tracks on K-Scope are, and we'll be putting those up on kscopemusic.com shortly, so you can find them all there. Right then, the first of my exclusive interviews with all of the artists that took part in the K-Scope 5th birthday party. And what was really useful to catch up with all of the artists that played was to ask them about their plans for the immediate future. First up, then, catching a breath of fresh air out the back, Henry Fool, who have recently released an album on K-Scope entitled Men Singing. And I started by asking Michael from the band how they describe their music.
Jazz rock with a new wave edge.
Oh, right. That's a nice way of putting it.
Does that seem fair?
That's all right. Yeah.
Rock jazz with a new wave edge.
Is there going to be any more Henry Fool stuff in the future? Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
In the pipeline, what can you tell us about it?
Well, the genesis of the last album was quite tortured. In generating the material for the last album, there's a whole lot of extra material and new songs. There's a third album that I would say is halfway towards being completed. More than halfway.
It had a certain groovy element to it that made me want to dance. Was that deliberate?
That's quite nice, actually, because most of it's in weird time signatures.
Exactly.
I guess it's just the way... Well, do you mean Man Singing?
Yeah,
I think it's just the way we were on that day, obviously, because it was all done on a weekend, wasn't it, in the studio.
2 days of original recording and then 6 years of post-production.
But the feel of it came from the original session, so... I guess we were all feeling groovy that day.
No, I think so, because it's also, of course, I think if there's a groove in an awkward time signature, it makes me count. It makes me try and try and come inside and try and find the middle of the middle of the pack. Okay, it's 10. Okay, it's another 10. Excellent. Who is going to be performing this evening? Who are the chaps on stage?
Okay, so obviously Michael Burpark playing guitar. Stephen Bennett, keyboards. Mike Clifford on sax and flute.
Wearing a fetching cap.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Very jazz, looking very jazz. Tim Bowness, probably just on guitar tonight. Right. And speaking, hopefully. Well, or whispering, anyway. And Colin Edwin on bass.
Doing a bad Tom Waits impression, I think. But
don't strain yourself if you're going to do Tom Waits, too.
Yeah, Tom Waits, Louis Armstrong. I think, I can see that. Tim Waits for No Man, I can see it.
I'm waiting for
it. Excellent. Well, I'm very much looking forward to it. I hope it all goes well and nothing catches fire. And I will speak. Thanks for speaking to me, and I'll speak to you later. Next up, Sam from North Atlantic Oscillation, who had come down from Scotland to join us. It's been a little while since Fog Electric, so I was wondering what their plans were for their next album.
Right now we are working on the third album. We are cautiously optimistic, though, that it will be ready sometime next year, sometime in 2014. We will probably this time keep more in-house, do a lot of the producing and recording ourselves. Okay. Which is different to what we've done before. We just wanted to see how much of it we can do in-house so that we have more time, more control, and you know that it kind of ends up as close as possible to how it sounds in our heads, which is easier said than done. It's shaping up to be quite different.
In what way?
More melodic, shorter songs, maybe. It's still, it's still got the kind of aggressive elements as well.
Does that reflect two different sides of your personality, the aggressive and the pretty, or does it reflect two different attitudes towards music? Because it seems that all North Atlantic Oscillation has the two extremes. Is that because if you're doing something pretty, you think, oh, I'm bored with this now, if I have something nasty in there, and vice versa?
Yeah, that's about the size of it. I just, when you put something together that's melodic, it's like cooking, you know? You can have lovely flavours, but sometimes you want to add some spice and salt and kind of just, it ends up being more interesting. Certainly I find that my favourite music of other people's music, my favourite tracks and albums and artists are the ones who do that, who never are content with a pretty melody or a nice chord change. They do that, but then having built it, they hammer bits off the side and tear it apart and put it back together again and spill vinegar on it and stuff, and I think it always ends up the better for it.
Sam from North Atlantic Oscillation. Next up, from Rome, No Sound. I caught up with Giancarlo Era from the band as he marshalled the group together for a photograph.
You appear to have bought
the whole band.
Oh yes, this time finally.
What was the logistics like? How did you all get together? What have the last few days been like?
Oh, the last few days were a bit more messy this time, because obviously I was in Norwich, and Mark, our keyboard player, arrived on his own on Monday for just visiting London, and Paolo, Giulio and Alessandro, they just arrived just this morning fresh from Rome.
Well, goodness me. So how did the logistics with the equipment work then? Did everybody have to bring their own stuff? Because there's a lot of stuff on stage.
Yeah, well, I just moved my whole studio to just, you know, to have all that I can. And then we're using something from the other bands, like amplifiers, you know, big stuff that we can do. And then they just brought by airplane, obviously, the effects, pedal boards, you know, all the things that make our own sound.
Make it sound very simple. I know it's not. What can we expect tonight, sound-wise?
Tonight we will do... we will start with something from the old album, so a couple of tracks from the old albums, and then we will do 3 tracks from the new album. That would be quite interesting, I think. It's a more rock set
right.
tonight.
It's a little bit loud to hear.
Yeah. And what can we expect in the future, Giancarlo? What's going to happen next with No Sound?
We are trying to organize a mini tour at the moment, and the plan is also to release something new, possibly next year, but yeah, that's a more long term.
Recorded yet?
Well, there are already ideas stuff, but we still need to do the band work, obviously. So,
do you like getting everybody together, or can people work on their own and send you stuff? Do you like having everybody in the same room?
No, not necessarily. We are in the same room typically when we rehearse or in the final stages, and you know, we first start from some ideas, then through the internet also, or when I'm in Italy, quite often, you know, we just see each other, we just listen to the material all together, and then we decide what is good, what is not, and you know, we just go on from there. And yeah, usually then we start rehearsing with the band in the studio before recording, so that we know, maybe playing all together, we just realize how to just transform something into something.
Are you sticking around for both nights? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
I would like to be in the both nights, but sadly, I just came back from Italy last week and my car was totaled. So
are you all right?
Yes.
Without
me, no. Oh, without me, needs. But anyway, it's going to be trashed. So I have a bit of logistics problems. So probably I will have to go away tomorrow morning.
You should have bought the Vespa. Big telling you
that. From Norwich is a bit a long way on Vespa.
Well, it's a pleasure seeing you, chaps. I'm really looking forward to seeing you play. Ciao, Bella. Excellent. Giancarlo Erra from No Sound there. And it's Giancarlo's choice up next. This is one of his favourite K-Scope tracks of the last 5 years from the astonishing album Ulva, Norwegian National Opera. This is Eos.
Oh,
Ulva, and that is entitled Eos. Right, it's about time we heard from the man who dug the foundations of K-Scope, Mr. Stephen Wilson. I caught up with him just before the beginning of the first night of the K-Scope fifth birthday celebrations, and I asked him, what does K-Scope mean to you? And he immediately replied, well, it was my idea.
But K-Scope for me was, I like the word kaleidoscope, but it was too long for a label. And I also had this kind of childish nostalgia for K-Tel. Do you remember K-Tel?
All right, of course, yes. Of course, I'm much, much older than I look, yes.
Yeah, so we all are, yeah. So the budget, that kind of budget label, kind of that kind of irony appealed to me. So I thought, well, K-Scope, you know, it's a nice sort of contraction of the word, and it's kind of nice in a way to see it's taken on a life of its own now. Totally.
Well, I guess as you and I have discussed before, I guess it's niche music in a good way, in that it's given music as product value again, a real sort of like genuine value.
It is niche music, but you know what? When I listen to, like, we were just listening to Jonas and Brewster, I'm thinking, I don't understand why this music is not, you know, kind of headlining at Glastonbury.
Wouldn't that take away some of the spirit of it, though? And I'm not talking about,
of course,
a lack of sales, yes. But I'm talking about, you know, that sort of like the grassroots thing, I guess.
Of course it does, and it's nice that when you have something that's effectively underground, the people who do like it are incredibly passionate about it. And there's not that kind of fickleness that you have with...
Because it can be big and underground. I'm not talking about it being small.
Of course. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm listening to that and I'm thinking, well, you know, this is so accessible, and it's anthemic and it's accessible, and you say you've got a great singer, great tunes, and the guys kind of look good as well, you know, and I'm thinking, what? Coming back to your original point, it's... it's niche, but it's a growing niche. If that's not a contradiction in terms, it's an underground that is getting more and more, as K-Scope kind of proved, more and more mainstream. You know, relatively speaking, it's still, I suppose, underground. But it's been nice to see it grow over the last four.
Well, it's nice to see you here. What drew you here tonight?
To show my support, and obviously there's so many people here that apart from the music, there are so many people here that have been part of my world. Whether it's the K-Scope guys or people like Carl Glover. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Carl's here.
Carl Glover and Hio, the guy. Did you meet Hio?
Yeah.
The guy. And obviously all you guys from K-Scope, and I see fans that I recognise also from coming to my shows.
Of course, yeah.
So it's got a kind of little, it's a little like a family to me, you know.
Well, thanks very much for speaking to us. I shall let you get on with enjoying the rest of the evening.
I will. Cheers.
Stephen Wilson. Now, those of you that came along to the two nights at the Garage, and we're very grateful that both evenings sold out, hope you had a nice time, you may remember how extraordinarily warm it was. Very difficult to shift gear and do sound checks and perform in such a hot venue. It was particularly hot during Mothlight's sound check. So immediately afterwards, Daniel O'Sullivan sat under the shade of a tree on the little patch of grass behind the Garage. And I wondered if the heat changed the way they sounded and the way that they approached the gig.
And can a performance react, specifically a Mothlight performance in this context, can it react to the atmospheric conditions, or is it in spite of the atmospheric conditions?
It's composed music to some extent, but then it doesn't really matter, because whoever's playing it, you know, whatever sort of emotions they're going through, it will, you know, unless you're sort of suppressing them, it will sort of manifest in some way. You know, it's also about, you know, the chemistry between the people that are doing the legwork. So yeah, I was just like,
Me having everybody together, because it means I can ask them and I can ask you what is happening next. What's the plans for this particular era of Mothlight? What's happening next?
We're working on a new record called Veld, which we've been doing for nigh on a year. And in the meantime, in the interim, we've done an EP which is coming out through K-Scope. Yeah, they're the sort of immediate plans. Veld is a sort of long-term, like, labour of love, I guess. I have no idea what's going to happen to that, when it will be finished. It feels like something that will never quite be resolved.
Yeah. How will you know?
Because somebody else will tell me.
Right, okay.
Like Knut, probably.
The guillotine will come down.
He'll probably say, enough. use that, that's good, let's not use that. Editing. Yeah.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad, yeah. I'm glad he's on board.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's a great songwriter and creator himself. You know, we work a lot together on various things. So, yeah, he's good to have in the battalion.
Daniel O'Sullivan of Mothlight there. K-Scope album is entitled Dark Age. A little bit of history was made on the first night as Bruce Sword from The Pineapple Thief teamed up with Jonas Renkse from Catatonia to perform material from their Wisdom of Crowds album for the first time ever. It was my first time meeting Jonas, what a lovely man, and I caught up with him backstage. Jonas, thank you so much for coming over for a start from the frozen north to join us here at our birthday party. Is there going to be another Bruce and Jonas record? Is there plans to do some touring? What's next for you two?
Right now we're looking into the possibility of touring. And after that, hopefully, we can do another album. It's all about the schedules. Because Bruce is super busy, I'm busy as well. But we definitely enjoy each other's company and also the making of music together. So I would say, yeah, it's a big possibility.
What was your original opinion when you first heard it? How am I going to sing on this?
I think Bruce has... He had already taken care of the creative stuff. So when I got to hear it, it was all done, except for... I mean, they had demo vocals on them, so I just pretty much sang what it was supposed to be. And, you know, I tried to add a little bit of myself in there, but everything was already done, so I just came in as a singer. And
did you enjoy that? Just being the singer, as it were, being the front man?
Yeah, I did, because... I mean, I'm writing music myself for Catatonia, and for once it was nice to just come in there when it's already done and everything is set up and just sing, you know, because otherwise I'm always deeply into the creative process of everything. So it has its good and bad sides, both of them, I think, because I love to be creative, so next time I want to be involved if we do another album.
Great. Yeah. Tell us who's in the band.
We have Steve Kitsch is playing keyboards with us. He's from The Pineapple Thief. And we have Dan Osborne playing drums. We're happy.
And what can we expect finally tonight?
Except from four nervous guys. It's going to be...
no, I think... I like my musicians now.
Yeah.
I think
it's going to be a good musical show. A lot of good music coming up.
Thank you so much for speaking to me. Jonas Renkse, the singer of Catatonia and the singer on the Wisdom of Crowds album that he has released along with Bruce Sword from The Pineapple Thief. So time for Bruce Sword's selection, one of his favourites of the 5 years of K-Scope. He's gone for Gazpacho from the album March of Ghosts. This is a piece entitled Black Lily.
Again, hear the bells.
As Bruce Sword's choice from the first 5 years of K-Scope, they are Gaspacho, and that's entitled Black Lily. Right then, in this final section of our souvenir of the first 5 years of K-Scope and the Do at the Garage, we'll hear from our headliners, Vincent Kavanagh from Anathema, also Sean Jude, who appeared with Daniel Kavanagh of Anathema as Leaf Blade, and first up, Cell from Amplifier, down from Manchester, and I caught up with Cell as he bought in a big box of Amplifier merchandise.
Cell, have you? Is it you guys that we have got to thank for supplying the backline tonight? Are you treating this as a headline show?
Well, yeah, we're supplying the backline in order to keep the Octopus logo as visible as possible.
Genius.
You know, I hope it works for everyone. You know, backlines are quite a personal kind of thing, especially for drummers. The way I reason it is if I worked on a building site, I would take my tools. Personally, because I'd want to use my... I've got a way of boiling my career
down. Exactly, what a fantastic analogy. I could just see you on a building site. You're kind of like personalised with the Octopus logo on it.
I would be rubbish on a building site.
Carry on, walk and talk. Because in many ways, what you do, of course, is build. You build songs, you build oral art. You know, the analogy works.
You're right. You're right. So, yeah, we are construction workers of type. Yeah. Although, hopefully, you know, constructing a better world.
What can we expect next?
Well, I just want to make another record. That's really just what I want to do, you know. So we've been working on it at every kind of possible opportunity. So I'm kind of looking forward to the realisation of it kind of coming together and actually... you know, making the hardware.
You said when I spoke to you last that you wanted it to be, you know, a kind of reaction to the last one, which was done in a sort of right brain way. Let's get in and just hothouse it and do it. What exactly did you mean by that? Is the next record going to be, you know, very structured, or has it got a plan?
I think it's kind of going to be a fusion of both kind of approaches. So I want to try and take the best elements of both approaches and kind of see what that happens. So last time we literally didn't have any of the songs really, and we just kind of busked the record, you know, in the kind of sense, you know, that you know, music is kind of does just come together a lot of the time. But this time, pretty much like written all the songs for starters. You know, and kind of tuned it much more as an album, you know, like with the running order and everything kind of premeditated. To be honest, with Echo Street, didn't even consider the running order until we had all the bits or the puzzle to kind of see how it all fit together. I like the option.
Well, it's lovely to see you, Cell. I'm really looking forward to it. It's the first time I'll have seen you.
Oh, right, okay.
So I'm looking forward to having my mind completely blown.
Well, I hope so. It's like an hour is like...
And that's short for you guys. Like,
no, we can kind of just get juiced up after about 45 minutes. So, yeah. But it's good. I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone play.
All right, then, Cock.
Get a few bods in. Oh, no, it'll be full up.
Cell from Amplifier. Next up, Sean Jude, who performed with Daniel Kavanagh from Anathema as Leaf Blade. I caught up with Sean just as he was about to go on stage, polishing up the strings of his nylon string guitar. So I wanted to ask him what his relationship was with the folk scene.
I think the folk scene with regard to Leaf Blade is very tenuous. I think there was some storytelling elements to the music a while back I was writing, which were nature mystical, which were very pagan, which were sort of esoteric and things, but they had leanings towards a different colourful scene, a different aspect of the strata as opposed to pure folk. It's you know, sometimes it can be a little bit more raw, it can be a bit more troubadourish, but these days now I think Danny has brought my stuff pleasantly kicking and screaming into the 21st century, I think. I always wrote on classical guitar, although at home, I think we were saying before, I'm still happy to Fret Blair for a little while with the old Floyd Rose lock and trem and that with the old Jackson Pro Fusion. But besides that, Danny has brought just so much more colour with regard to the vibe of the music, I think. He's just on the resonance.
Arrangements? Does he do that?
He's touched on the arrangements. He's touched things up ever so slightly with regard to just bigging things up, raising the bar. Generally, I'll compose with a framework in mind, so I will have much of the arrangements already sort of penned in. Danny will add the lush orchestration, and we're very diplomatic about it, Billy, as well. We really do conflate on a lot of ideas on it, and that makes that creates an energy, an almost Faraday cage of energy sometimes.
Sean Jude, who performed with his old mate Daniel Kavanagh from Anathema as Leaf Blade, right, last but by no means least, our headliners at the K-Scope 5th birthday celebrations, Anathema. There's quite a lot going on in Anathema world at the moment. Universal, a concert film by Lasse Heuler, filmed at the ancient Roman theatre of Philippopolis with the Plovdiv Philharmonic Orchestra. A limited 4-disc set, 2 CD, DVD and Blu-ray, is now available to pre-order. And you can also see the trailer on our website, kscopemusic.com. That's called Universal. And the concert is also available on a vinyl release, Untouchable, which is shipping now from the K-Scope store. Indeed, you can buy both for a special bundle price. Plus, of course, there's plans afoot for the rest of the year. So time, therefore, to catch up backstage with Vincent Kavanagh and Lee Douglas from Anathema. I started by asking Lee what she was expecting from the concert.
Lots of energy, real tightness, sweat, quality of playmanship. happy people, smiles on our faces, maybe a bit of pointing from Vincent.
Yeah, pointing. People have been, like, apparently pointing is the way forward, you know, for frontmen. I don't really see it myself.
To
I
engage
see it,
with the...
Well, like, you know, just basically pointing, you know, like a lot of pointing. I think some people, like, seen photographs of people pointing in the past and they think it's a kind of a cool thing, but I don't subscribe to this theory.
When was this meeting then? Was there a meeting about pointing?
It just came up, you know.
Okay. It was just dismissed immediately.
Well, it was by me, but people insist on telling me to point.
I'm taking the piss, really, but you see all these like rock bands and they do this.
I know exactly what you mean, but it actually sounds like quite a good idea.
I think
to
so.
Point. See, there you go. You're starting
to engage with the audience. Like.
Hey, exactly. If you do a click and a wink as well, you're off. I'm sorry, you're out.
Okay, so no point. So all of those things, but no pointing.
No pointing, no clicks and winking.
What's so great about having everybody together over the last couple of days is I can find out what people are doing next. What's next in the pipeline for Anathema?
An American tour.
All right.
Yeah, our first ever full North American and Canada tour. We're in full-on writing mode and... maybe a couple of acoustic gigs and maybe another session in the studio for a demo. Then a possible trip to further lands afar. I probably can't say anything about that until it's confirmed. But then after that, we're recording the next album.
So it's looking rather busy, yeah? No, it'll keep us going. And
if it all comes to plan, it means that we'll record basic tracks before Christmas and then have the break and then finish it off in January and mix it first 2 weeks of February. We're all... You know, things flow according to the whim of the great magnet, and we all have to comply.
Well, it seems that everyone's in the same boat, pretty much. Everyone's got new material.
Yeah, there's loads of ideas.
What can we expect then from that?
I don't know, man. It's another step forward. You know, like the last two records, we're here, and Weather Systems were very connected in a way, especially a few of those songs were connected. But I think the next one's more of a jump forward and a progression. So again, like something new, but still sounding like Anathema.
Astonishing live album. Is that a kind of nice coda and denouement, as it were, to that kind of we're here because we're here, Weather Systems.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. And also, it caps off the our collaborations with orchestra, which we've been doing now since We're Here Because We're Here, and. The perfect way to do it, and we're so happy with the package. It looks amazing now. It looks fantastic.
As I said to you yesterday, it's the album sleeve that I'd seen that basically does exactly what it says on the tin, isn't it? Okay, look at this picture. This is pretty much what the album's going to sound like.
But it's kind of also, you know, we feel when people have a connection to a band, like it's just the same way that any of us have a deep connection to our favourite musicians or favourite bands. you kind of feel part of the whole thing, don't you? You feel like those songs are about you. You know, yeah, like there's many songs I could write. I could tell you that, you know what, I could have written that. Those lyrics mean a lot to me.
If you do feel as though there's someone in the audience tonight who feels as though that song is about them, point to them.
Well, some.
Exactly. And maybe an odd little wink or two?
No, definitely not.
Quite, well, maybe for you, William.
Lee Douglas and Vincent Kavanagh from Anathema. Thanks very much for listening to the K-Scope podcast. Thanks very much if you came to the concerts. They were absolutely superb. Happy birthday, K-Scope, and here's to another 5 years. Next up on the K-Scope podcast, we'll be concentrating on the new Blackfield album. But to play us out, Vincent Kavanagh from Anathema's Choice, one of his five favourites from the 5 years of K-Scope, from the album Three of Fact of Fader. These are Engineers, and this is entitled Fear Has Gone. I'm Billy Reeves, and I'll speak to you soon.
As I stumble into sudden